morning, and this is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977, or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how you doing?
Keeping busy with baseball.
Yeah, it is that time of year for sure. I've been seeing quite a bit of that back and forth. And
you haven't lived till you've coached a coach pitch team. It's like herding cats.
Well, I was going to say, you look like you've been at the islands there. You're starting to get that baseball brown all tanned up there.
The farmer baseball tan.
Absolutely. Well, good luck with herding those cats. We definitely...
That could be a challenge, it sounds like.
Oh, you know, when you get that many kids together, I can only imagine. And then you got to point them all in the right direction at the same time. I don't envy your position there.
I've got 5 and 6 year olds on this team, including our daughter Harley, that hit better than the Mariners. I'm serious.
That is awesome.
Well, kids are plunking balls into the outfield.
That is great. Well, we appreciate what you do with the kids and in the community, and as always, as coaches have a special position and spend a lot of hours doing that. So thanks for doing that to make Tri-Cities and kids sports better. We've got with us in the studio, of course, our in-house lending expert, Mr. Tom Coyne with Umpqua. Tom, how are you?
I am fantastic, Lance. You know, I'm really excited. We did the show on Homes for Heroes last week, and that new special we're running for all the heroes in our community. We've gotten a lot of calls from it. A lot of people going to the website, homesforheroes.com. It's a great program, and really excited to see the impact it's already having.
Oh, yeah. Our website has just blown up. We've been talking to people left and right about getting them into some properties, showing them the significant amount of savings. So obviously all of our listeners out there have been sending us those referrals and telling their friends and family. So thanks a bunch for that. When I started, all of a sudden my phone just starts pinging with the website registrations, you know, ding, ding.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, thank you very much for the referrals.
So very, very good stuff. Well, we always like to start off, before we jump into our topic here, we've got some exciting stuff to talk about today. We always like to start off with our national housing story, kind of our unique celebrity real estate story. And this week, haven't heard her name in the news in a while, but it's Dolly Parton. Hmm. And it's not in Nashville. She apparently had bought a little, I say little, not little in price. She had bought a little crash pad in West Hollywood. So she had purchased a house, a two-bedroom, two-bath, 1,100-square-foot home. Normally, I would be telling you about this home, probably for, you know, under $100,000 in Tri-Cities. But she bought it in 2007 for $1.2 million. Now, we hear a lot of unrealistic resale values and stuff with a lot of these stars, but I think she has maybe a little better sense. Back on the market now, so almost 7 years later, at $1.395 million. So she might actually be a seller. you know, we see these where they redecorate, slap their name on it, and want another $1 million. But looks like she might actually be a seller. So it was funny, just in case you were wondering, if you want to put 20% down on that house, I ran the numbers for you, Mr. Tom Coyne.
What is that
and,
number?
That's going to work out to be about $279,000, and your monthly mortgage payment for a 30-year fixed is going to be around $5,300.
You know, I'm glad you brought up jumbo loans, Lance. Did you know we can do them to 90% loan to value?
So in this case, you wouldn't have to do the 279 down. We might be able to cut that down to 180.
Yep. 10% down only. And I wish I could tell you the rate on the air, but I can't because
they
have to pay the whole disclosure.
Yeah.
But it is incredible.
Well, very, very good. I do like that. And if you end up doing the loan on that home, I'll just turn the radio show over to you for a couple of weeks because that'll be impressive. So on to our topic this week, and one of the things that I like to talk about is one of the things that really sets our team apart that's different at the Kenmore team, and one of the biggest advantages that we have, is about four times a year, I get together and spend a week with some of the biggest names in real estate. And we kind of take that week to say, okay, what's happening in Tri-Cities with your sellers and buyers? What's happening in Dallas? What's happening, you know, what's happening in Seattle, Portland, San Diego? And we get together with the best teams in each of those markets, and we talk about, okay, how can we do a better job for our sellers, our buyers, our community with what's going on? And it's an amazing time, and we're constantly learning, because we always feel like we have to get better, you know, every week, every year, so that we can provide the maximum amount of value to our customers. And then this year, we even took it up another level, and since we do the radio show, we said, let's go down and hang out with Glenn Beck and hang out at his studios in Dallas, and then know how to make the radio show better for our listeners.
I was thinking the invite was going to be coming in the mail to go with you down there, but it just never showed up.
I know. I'm sorry. Karen and I were on a limited time crunch. But I tell you what, I'm gonna write that down, and you're probably going to want to go in a couple of months with us. But it is absolutely fantastic. So when we were talking with Glenn, and I was just honored to be there, hang out, see what he's done with the studios. Very real estate savvy person. He's not just, his mind is very sharp, not just kind of a political, you know, genius with what he knows and his take on things, but very, very sharp. We talked about some of his real estate deals that he had done down there. We talked about the studios that he bought. So there were some movie studios, like where Forrest Gump was filmed, and in Dallas, they tried to make a run on Hollywood. Well, a couple of years ago, it ended up they moved those facilities, and so there were these facilities sitting vacant. And he came in, made him an offer, did some negotiating. We talked about his real estate deals, and how cool to have your own studios. And then he's brought his staff and his radio show and everything into these studios, and it is incredible. So we toured around, went into his office and saw what he had done. How cool to take a studio, convert it to your office, and then have all your existing studios and stuff around you. It was truly incredible. But one of the things he said is, he's like, Lance, to make your show better, be more informative about issues for the listener. So I wrote that down. Like, that's what we're going to try to do this year, to try to make the show even that much better for our listeners out there. Guide your listeners with honesty and the best information you possibly can. Tell it like it is. And, boy, he's passionate. I mean, when you look into his eyes and he's telling you this, you listen. I mean, and so it's just having that passion in our business, I think, will be incredible. So those were just some of the new changes that we want to make to kind of change the game up a little bit. So Tom and I have already set some appointments to make our content even better, get some better guests in the upcoming weeks. And so we're really taking that information to heart and going to be working to do that even better.
So when does Glenn start?
When does Glenn start?
Yes.
Oh, you mean no. No. It's when do I start for him? Yes. No. Karen's like, you're not going to leave real estate and come down here and work for him, are you? I'm like, it looks pretty fun. You know, we had a great time in Texas. So, but no shot. Our home is here in the Tri-Cities, and it is very, very cool stuff. And we actually have some exciting venture programs going on together with him to even make real estate that much better, that he's just a marketing genius. So we're taking those marketing tips, moving them to our real estate business, and then working on some joint ventures with what he has going on with the boys there, and giving our people that much more exposure. So trying to give our local real estate as much exposure as possible. I took a lot of notes, probably way more than I could talk about, but good stuff. And so one of the things I came back saying is, okay, what are some of the stuff that we learned why we were there, networking with those teams, and how can we give our people more exposure? And the biggest thing is that I can't say enough, the number one thing that is changing in our industry, revolutionizing real estate and what we're doing, and that is technology and the availability of information for the consumers. So I've always thought you can do a couple different, there's a couple different tracks you can take on that. You can see the revolution happening, and you can fight it and try to do the old type of business and just spend a ton of energy and time trying to go against that and fight that. Or you can embrace that to what the consumers and the listeners and stuff want and then optimize it to take advantage of it as fast as you possibly can. I'm going with number two in our business, okay, and for our customers and listeners. So one of the things that happens is how we're optimizing search. And so we spent a lot of money with some of the leading companies in town. And so Tom and I have really worked at how the best possible way we can do this is. And one of those exposures is by having search for our buyers at thekenmoreteam.com. We have two different websites. We have a general information website at kenmoreteam.com. And then specifically for our buyers, whether you're Homes for Heroes or you're just looking, if you go to thekenmoreteam.com, you look at the ease of the searchability. We have one thing that we've designed that site to, and that's to make it easy for you to search for homes. Portfolios for you to save your favorites into. Map searches for you to circle specific areas, school districts that you want to be in, those type of things. Putting those together in those search criteria so that it makes it easy for you, allowing you to be notified of changes in prices on specific properties. So really customizing that specific for an individual and then relaying that information to us so that we can be looking at what's going on there. Also, what happens when you register in those sites is that we also have what we now do, and that's what we call best fit reverse searching for our sellers. And so we have, you know, thousands of people signed up, okay, registered on this website, so that when we get a new listing, we go out and we meet with the seller, and they say, you know what, we need to put our house on the market. Here's a couple things we're going to be doing. Here's what our house is. What I can do is I can go back to the offering, and I can input that property and that criteria into our database, and I can match that with what people are looking for. So our system is intuitive enough that it'll go and say, oh, yeah, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, 1,200 square feet. We've got 140 users who have indicated that that meets their criteria, and they're just waiting for a house like that to come on the market. So then what we can do is we can immediately start calling and prospecting those clients, generating that buzz for that house. And so we're not only helping you search for existing homes on the market, we're reverse searching for our sellers with existing buyers on the market that haven't found what they've got.
That's a great tool to just gauge what a demand would be on a given property.
That's exactly right, and that's exactly how we use it with that to determine also pricing and where we need to be and how many people are in those brackets. So I tell you what, 3 years ago, this wasn't even possible at the level that we're able to do it now. The dynamics of what they've done, the technology that's changed so quickly there. So those are just a couple of the things that we have going on that first slide. I can't believe I only made it through the first bullet point. So when we come back, well, two, I guess, actually. The radio increases, leveraging our audience to help with that and giving them more information and more value to the audience, along with the first technology change with the new searchability indexes. When we come back, we're going to talk to Tom Coyne about what's going on with lending. Super exciting time right now with loans and lending, with what's going on. We're going to talk more about that after the break.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking about changes in real estate technology systems. What is speeding up the progress? What are the issues people are looking at right now? We have basically, people call it a dissemination of information. And that is that there is so much information out there. Sometimes it can be crippling because there's so much information. Sometimes you just need to sift through and see what's really the most important. But more and more transparency, information is becoming available. There's a lot of issues with that. There's been a lot of privacy issues out there with that. Obviously, you see the news stories all the time with Facebook and everything that's going on. But at the same time, there's also huge, huge opportunities in our industry. I've never been more excited about the technology and the mediums that we're able to use to get homes sold faster. And so that's one of the things that we're really attacking today and talking about some things we learned. But on the lending side of things, there's some exciting news out there. And Tom, what do you have from Umpqua over there?
Well, Lance, you know, you're talking today about all the tools and resources out there from a technological standpoint that really help people get exposure out for the homes they're selling or pinpoint the perfect house from with just a few clicks of the button. And I can't speak enough for how much technology helps us in our, on our daily basis. I talk to loan officers who've been in the business for, say, 30 years, and they tell me about the old days of sitting down and doing a paper loan application where they just are writing down and putting essentially all their clients' information on a piece of paper by hand, and that's how they used to process their applications or stay with a typewriter. And we have come so far from those days. You know, we start with a loan application online quite often with a lot of our clients. It really helps the clients because they can do it at their own time, you know, when they get off of work or after they have dinner at home. And it takes them, say, 5-10 minutes to go on my website at tomcoringhomeloans.com. They fill out their loan application, and that sends me all the information I need to basically know what's going to be their best loan program. We'll then set up a time, and we go through everything in person. But just doing that online loan application really streamlines the whole process. After we have an application taken, we do all automated underwriting. You know, this is really nice because it allows us to just approve clients really, really quick. There's no sending it off to underwriting, waiting to see what they say. It's a few clicks of a button, and we send everything through an automated system. Fannie Mae has their own automated underwriting system, as so does Freddie Mac. That's for our conventional programs, our VA programs, our FHA programs. So everything is really quick and streamlined. Now, the cost to the automated approval system that I've seen from other lenders, other loan officers, is that they just take the information the client gives them, throws it in the automated underwriting system, it gives them approval, they hand out an approval letter. But the system is only as good as the information you put in there.
I was just going to get to that. Yeah. Yeah, it's exactly right. I mean, because, yeah, that's not verified.
There's an old phrase in radio, C-R-A-P-N, you know what out.
Nice.
So, you know, it's really important for loan officers, lenders, and, you know, I think most are really good about verifying what they're putting in and seeing if there's any red flags, because the computer system can't tell, well, they're not actually averaging this much income, or do they really have this much in savings? That's the loan officer's job. So it's only as good as the information put in, but it makes it really, really handy for us. Also, when we have to manually underwrite loans, meaning we send it off to an underwriter, we're not using an automated system, and there's various times when we have to do that, there's a lot stricter guidelines. Now, with Umpqua, we are a lender that has no overlays, and what that means is that we'll send a file out to an automated approval system through Fannie Mae, and as long as we have that automated approval, we're going to do that loan. And it doesn't matter if the clients are at 60% debt to income and FHA's manual underwrite recommendations 45%. As long as we have an automated approval, that means it's an insurable loan and then it's saleable on the secondary market, we'll do that loan. So it allows us to approve more people, really streamlines the entire approval process. We just recently rolled this out, Lance, but I'm loving it already. We allow e-signatures on most of our loan documents.
Yes, finally. I've been on you guys about this for the last 2 years.
It's amazing. It really is amazing. So as soon as we lock a loan, I e-disclose it. The borrower gets an email. They go into their what they call their loan center. It's how they keep track of the loan throughout the loan process. It tells them, okay, these documents can be e-signed. It's just a few click of a button. They can do that at their own pace, you know, after work or whatever works for their schedule. But quite often, we'll still set up a time to have them come in and go through the really meat and taters, if you will, of the loan itself. The interest rate, the payment, the closing costs, that sort of thing. And there's a handful of docs that just have to be wet signatures. But the e-signatures makes it so handy. A lot of times when people run in, maybe they work until 6, 7 o'clock. Well, that's not when I work till, so I'm trying to get out of the office too. So with doing the e-signatures at their own pace, they come in, there's only a handful of docs that they actually have to sign. It makes our appointment from what used to take an hour to 15 minutes.
Yeah, and, you know, that is another bullet point. I'm glad you brought it up that I had written down, and that is the electronic signatures. I mean, the Electronic Signature Act is, you know, 15 years old, but really never had the technology to implement that. In the last couple of years, with IP address recording, the companies that are doing that, they've really taken and put a heightened security level on that and allowed the digital signature to be done. And what it has done is it has decreased the amount of our negotiation time and increased our acceptance rate of contracts. And people are like, what? No, what are you talking about? What do you mean? Well, people get very excited about things when they start negotiating. And then if negotiations drag out over a couple days, it used to be sometimes it just had to do with scheduling and wasn't anything about, you know, about negotiation tactics. A lot of time it was like, hey, I can't meet with the husband until 7 tonight, and then the wife works a swing shift or is a nurse on a 24-hour schedule. So then we can't get together for a day and a half, and then the other side's like, why aren't they responding? Why aren't they giving me a counteroffer? You know, and so what happens is they start to worry about other things in the transaction that might have never even happened. It was just an issue. So what happens a lot of times is the way our acceptance rate is increased is because we're able to get those transactions negotiated faster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people can check their smartphone on a break, click, 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 records which phone it came from so it's secure. And a lot of times, just like you said, we'll have that back before the end of business day and off to the next person.
Yeah, it's really transforming how we do loans. And even for the people who aren't maybe technologically savvy, it's really, really easy to just, you literally click the e-sign button and it signs the form for you. You know, our new loan center where clients log on and they can monitor their loan process, we even have a place where they can upload their loan documents. So let's say we need a bank statement. They can pick, okay, this is a bank statement. They click upload. It automatically sorts it according to income, asset, whatever category in our loan processing software. And that immediately is notified and it's sent over to us. It's completely streamlining how we do business.
So not only are you doing your application online, you're also uploading supporting documents that you probably have on your computer scan somewhere.
Yep,
also
exactly.
At the same time. And so all of this means quicker deals, faster turnaround times. Now, I'm sure the moving companies hate us because now they only have 30 days to schedule the move instead of 45 or 60. But as we've talked to some of our great movers in town and in the Tri-Cities, they've got technology changing their business too. So really that balancing act and getting all that done, great, great points. That's awesome that's going on at Umpqua. I'm really excited to see that as we partner with you guys.
Yeah, you know, there's something we didn't have with Sterling. So as we've become Umpqua, we're getting all the new loan programs, a little bit better interest rates, and then all this automated e-signatures and electronically uploading documents that we need. It's really streamlining the process. So we were quick before. We are really quick now.
Wow, that's great, great information, Tom.
Now, Lance, the last thing I want to talk about is interest rates. And I hope everyone who's in the market for a house has been really aware of how good rates are right now. I mean, they haven't been this low in basically a year. It's an amazing time to buy a house. I wanted to actually just read an email I got from our secondary department. And our secondary department is, they're the people who monitor the markets. They publish our interest rates. It's where we get our interest rates from. And this is really good information, and it just shows how many things can affect interest rates. So the email I got was, the markets have been particularly volatile of late. Fed governor pronouncements, smaller dealer inventories, global uncertainty, and muddled economic news are conspiring to increase the frequency and magnitude of interest rate changes, and midday price changes are a regular occurrence. Lance, what that means is I could quote someone a rate at 9 a.m., and they go and talk with their wife, and they call back at 11, and they say, okay, let's lock that rate in. And then I say, I'm sorry, that rate's no longer available. We've had two price changes since then. Here's what it is now. This is happening a lot right now.
Right.
And it makes a tough environment for us when we're quoting rates, because I can quote one thing and literally minutes later it could be different.
Right.
And it's just all the volatility in the market that causes that to happen. Now, we don't know when these rates are going to change. I literally get an email saying rates are changing for the better or the worse. That immediately deactivates our previous rate sheet, and we have to wait for the new one to come out to see what it's going to be.
Okay.
So we're seeing this a lot. So the email continues to say, with the 10-year Treasury rate Bank recently breaking through its trading range to set new lows for the year. Media headlines are highlighting to potential borrowers how attractive mortgage rates are at present. What works in our favor, however, could quickly reverse if Governor Yellen changes her tone, or payroll surprise to the upside, or Putin moves his tanks.
Right, and I mean, you know a lot at Umpqua, but in the morning when you lock that rate, I mean, you're probably not talking to Putin about if he's moving the tanks
no.
in the afternoon or not.
Can you believe that?
What are you going to do? Thanks, dude.
Something happened from the other side of the world is affecting
your lock.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith's home buying purchase in Richmond.
Well, it affects the oil markets. Why not real estate?
Yeah, no, that is interesting.
So as that flows to our business, as volatile rates will increase the risk that we have gaps between what borrowers' intentions are and what we execute operationally. So it's really important to know that rates are great right now. If you're in the market for a house, it probably plays a factor in how quick you're ready to move. If you're building a house, definitely talk about extended locks. We have a fantastic extended lock program that secures that rate today for when your house is done, say, 180 days down the road.
Good information. Well, very, very good information. As we wrap up here, one of the things I want to fit in is some amazing new inventory that we've picked up in the last week. We've got some fantastic houses. Pick one that I've got. This is located at 29003 South Haney Road, and this place is fantastic. This is a gorgeous stick-built home built in 2000, and here's the kicker. Out there in Kennewick on 1 acre.
Ooh.
Okay, 2000 built on 1 acre, 2,600 square foot house, and this place is just absolutely fantastic. That was 4 bedroom, 3 bath, super roomy kitchen, tile flooring, breakfast bar, just fully fenced backyard. I mean, and we're talking 1 acre lot, and that price point we're coming in on that thing, $245,000.
Wow.
So we're on an acre, 2,000 built, less than $100 a square foot, actually $93. It just doesn't exist. I mean, it exists right now. It's not going to by Monday or Tuesday. Okay, so that is a great one to look at for sure. Fantastic home out there. Another really cool upper-end home that we just listed that is just absolutely gorgeous. This is 2249 Morency Drive. And so this is a really, really unique property because it has one of those locations that is just right on the community park. So it's a 4-bedroom, 3-bath Rambler with a basement. That's that South Richland location on Morency. You've got stunning views that overlook the park. So, I mean, how great is that? You're not looking at another house looking back at you. I mean, so you've got just a great...
Keep an eye on the kids while they're out there playing.
Yep, absolutely perfect. You've got granite counters in the kitchen, double oven, tile floors, amazing master suite with your walk-in closets, your private bath, garden tub, large shower. I mean, I just goes on and on and on. The feature list is absolutely incredible, including the huge family room with the wet bar, just in case. Okay, so amazing, amazing stuff. And so this house is coming in at $449,000. $449,900. And so that is just a new listing that we took, which is just a great value for that area and hard area to get into. So wonderful, wonderful pick there. And then pick number 3 that we got, we just picked up a great opportunity. This is 654 Nastasia Street, and this is up in the Brantingham Heights development that is right off of Keene and Brantingham, super central location there in South Richland. This house is just over 3,000 square feet, built in 2011. So this is 5-bedroom, 3.5 bath. And you've got your 3-car garage, and then just what everybody's looking for, you got RV parking. They went ahead and they put in the expense. They did the vinyl fence. They did the extra patio pour in and out. So you got your 3-car garage plus your RV parking area, RV, boat, whatever you'd like to use it for. But just a really, really cool place. And that is coming in priced right at $350,000. So great entry points out there. A lot of good development coming in that area. You've got the new Yokes out there. More importantly, to some people, could be Dutch Brothers right down the street to kind of get your morning commute started. So great inventory out there. Folks, if anybody needs help with any of this, please go to kenmoreteam.com and give us a contact. Can't thank you enough. We've never had more referrals in the last couple of weeks from the radio and what people have been shooting over to us. So we're here to help. Kenmoreteam.com. You can get a hold of Tom or myself, and we'll be right back here next weekend.
Right here on News Talk 870.